This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Adam Belinsky, the founder and president of Fifth Season Financial, a financial services firm which offers solutions and products to help relieve the financial pressures faced by many patients struggling with advanced illnesses, including cancer. Its FLAG Funds for Living and Giving program is designed to bridge the gap between the traditional financial assistance programs available to mitigate the direct medical and treatment cost and the much broader financial needs of patients. Mr. Belinsky, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, I'm looking forward to discussing this issue, and thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So tell us, what is financial toxicity and how does it impact your clients?
Financial toxicity is a phrase that's been cropping up more recently, and what it describes is the impact that finances have on a person with an illness, and really describes things like the cost of treatment and the side effect of finances and how they impact somebody when they're ill.
And Mr. Belinsky, what would you say is the difference between your FLAG program and viatical settlements?
So our FLAG program, it stands for Funds for Living and Giving. And what we're doing is we're bridging the gap between financial help that's available to people with illnesses that comes from not-for-profits, where the focus of that assistance is really on access to care and access to drugs. And what the FLAG program does is it advances funds to people using their life insurance policy as collateral. We then pay the premiums on those life insurance policies, and ultimately we get repaid out of the proceeds of the policy death benefit, and the surplus goes back to the family. And that compares to viatical settlement, which is a different use of a life insurance policy and also has its place. But in the viatical settlement, it's an outright sale of the policy. So the viatical settlement involves a lump sum payment for the purchase of the policy. And once that's done, there's no surplus. There's no additional funds that go to the family or the beneficiary. So that's a one-time transaction. You get the money, and that's it. Whereas our program is really designed to get money up front. That's the living part of Funds for Living and Giving. And it's also designed to leave a portion of that death benefit for the family so that they're not left without any funds at the end of the person's life.
Yeah, most helpful information there. Thanks for your thoroughness there. Now, why aren't nonprofits and hospitals talking about this option when it comes to people who are dealing with late-stage illnesses?
Well, that's a great question. I think the majority of my experience in dealing with hospitals is that they're focused on treatment. They're really not focused on a person's finances. They will have individuals in the hospital who do deal with financial type matters. Usually the navigation of finances is outsourced or let's say pushed to social workers within the hospital. And their primary goal is to address insurance needs, meaning medical insurance and disability insurance. They're really not in a position to deal with a broader issue of financial toxicity, things like, hey, I need money to pay my mortgage. I need money to make memories with my family and potentially go on a vacation, or I need in-home care, and that costs money. So I think what it is that the hospitals really are narrowly focused on treatment and less focused on the holistic, big picture financial situation. So I don't think it's so much that they're avoiding what we're doing. It's just not part of the discussion at all.
Today we're visiting with Mr. Adam Belinsky, the founder and president of Fifth Season Financial, a financial services firm which offers solutions and products to help relieve the financial pressures faced by many patients struggling with advanced illnesses, including cancer, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Belinsky, continuing on, is there a personal story behind FSF that you would like to share? I'm sure that would be most helpful for the audience.
Absolutely. You know, Fifth Season Financial is not where I started my life. I started out as a lawyer, and then I worked and focused on different forms of life insurance investing. But I am a Canadian. I grew up in Montreal and lived in Toronto for many years, and I'm used to the Canadian healthcare system. And in 2007, I moved with my wife and family to Stamford in Connecticut. And a year after we moved, my wife actually was diagnosed with breast cancer. And we not only were in shock about the diagnosis itself, but we started to be very concerned and started really thinking about financial issues around disease and how it differs in the United States versus Canada. And that really got me focused on thinking about what would happen if I wasn't well insured from a health coverage, and also if I was not the primary breadwinner and my wife was and she needed a lot of time off, what would happen? And consequently, when I had the opportunity to come up with a solution and work on a solution for financial toxicity for people dealing with advanced illnesses, that situation really informed how I thought about access to funds, what types of funds are needed, and who needed them. And just as a note, my wife is doing very well. She's a survivor now, going on, 8 or 9 years now. But that was a life-changing experience, thinking about the impact of the Canadian versus the American healthcare system and what additional funds people in the United States might need in order that a, let's say, a middle-class family doesn't end up in a bankruptcy situation due to a medical illness. That really got me to focus and create the Fifth Season product in the way it is today.
And I'd say you couldn't share a better example there. Thank you so much for sharing that from a personal standpoint. Much, much appreciated. What's the thing you're most proud of when it comes to your business?
There's really two things. One is that the people we help provide us with the absolute best testimonials, better than what I just gave you. And I'm incredibly proud that we are helping people who really, really are in desperate need of resources. And that aspect of the business is extremely gratifying and really is what we're most proud of here. And the second thing is, look, we deal with a heavy topic. We deal with difficult situations. And we've built a team here in an environment that I think is second to none in terms of how we interact with our clients, but also how we interact with each other. So this is I believe, and this is what I've heard from the people who work here, this is a great place to work, and we're all very proud of the assistance that we're providing people.
Mr. Belinsky, keep up the great work. We really appreciate what you do in this space and providing financial aid and services to those that are going through and struggling with advanced illnesses, obviously including cancer, as mentioned. Where can listeners get further details on Fifth Season Financial and also be in contact accordingly?
Well, the best place to get initial information is at our website, www.fifthseasonfinancial.com. And on there, we have the ability to chat. And the absolute best way to get information is to call, speak with one of our program managers at 866-459-1271. And get the full details of the program.
Again, Mr. Belinsky, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
And the pleasure and honor certainly was ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Adam Belinsky, the founder and president of Fifth Season Financial, a financial services firm which offers solutions and products to help relieve the financial pressures faced by many patients struggling with advanced illnesses, including cancer. And for further details, visit fifthseasonfinancial.com. FunsForLiving.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.